Okay, good evening, everybody. Again, Erev Shabbos. It is the last Erev Shabbos of Tafshin Pei, Parashios Nitzavim Vayelech. Welcome back to our weekly Pirkei Avos learning. Tonight's year sponsored by Michelle Weiss. Is a zchus for couples who do not yet have children for Zara Chaya Vekayama. And for children that do have, that are expecting, may they have healthy children. Also Zara Chaya Vekayama. We eat dagim on Rosh Hashanah shenifra v'nirba kedagim, so that Knesset Yisrael should be fruitful and multiply like the fish of the sea. So may this chus of this Torah learning bring zarav chayiv v'kayama and yiddish anachas to all those couples who are waiting for their yeshuos in their quest to become parents. Ba'azros Hashem. Tafshin Pei Aleph should be a year of only nachas and besoros tovos for all. So I think that tonight's topic is going to bring us, in a sense, full circle from why this shir began in the first place. Mika Amcha Yisrael Gayachal Ba'aretz. It's truly inspiring and amazing. This whole shir began, I forgot exactly how many months ago, a couple months ago, maybe two and a half months ago. The shir was begun when Miriam approached me. She said it was a 3-week, Miriam, remember? It would be a 3-week venture, if you will, for Eschus, for a young woman who is expecting a child, that the mother and the baby should both be healthy and be learned for 3 or 4 shiurim in that merit and that schus. And ultimately, the Ribbono Shel Olam decided differently, and the baby was born full term, but unfortunately went to its immediate rightful place in the Olam HaEmes. And the question that all of us, or some of us, might think, or not verbalize, but maybe feel, is that what happens to our tefillos? All those tefillos that we daven for certain yeshuos. And this isn't only applicable to the impetus for this whole shir series. Here we are, can I know how our weeks after those first 3 weeks, and the desire of this shir group is tremendous to learn more Torah, to sponsor more Torah, to bring schusim to yourselves, your homes, and Klal Yisrael. And we wonder, what happened to our tefillos? And I think it's an important question as we stand on the precipice of Tafshin Pei Aleph, not only in terms of that baby, for whatever reason the Ribbono Shel Olam decided it should not live in this world, it should ascend directly from its mother's womb up to the yeshiva shamala. We don't understand why the neshama needed that tikkun. We don't understand the pain that we feel because of such an happening. But what happened to our tefillos, or what happens to our tefillos, I should say, when we do not see them answered in the way we ask? And I think that as we stand on the threshold of Tafshin Pei Aleph, this is an important question. Because undoubtedly, last Rosh Hashanah, we davened and we prayed and we cried and we put our hearts and our tears into our machzorim, and we stood bent over before the Ribbono Shel Olam begging for Chayim Tovim, Chayim Shel Bracha, Chayim Shel Parnasa, Chayim Shel Chilut Atzamos. And we davened. And while some of our tefillos we may have seen answered the way we asked, some of them we come to Tafshin Pei Aleph and maybe we're davening again for the same yeshuos. And I know that when we daven, we're not davening for vacations and we're not davening for frivolities of life. We're putting our hearts into asking for the basic necessities that a person needs to live a life as a fulfilled Jew. Refuah Shelema, Shiduchim, Shalom Bayis, children, shalom for Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. And we may look back and wonder, so what happened to all of my prayers that I uttered last Rosh Hashanah? The prayers that seems like they were not answered. And so yes, it's applicable to the baby who was born, who brought this year to the world, even as it ascended to the Olam HaEmes, which is countless chusim, all those who participate, all those who sponsor, all those who join, all those who learn online with the recording. So it's a question we ask about that and the start of this year. What happened to all this chusim of the Torah and the Sefila? And it's also a question that we ask about our collective and individual prayers. And as we prepare to enter the new year, and some of us will be davening for the same things that we davened for last year. Perhaps the same person who davened for a shidduch for last year still needs a shidduch. Hashem, it was a whole year. What happened to my tefillos? And perhaps the couple you davened for last year to have a child still does not have the child. And certainly we have not seen redemption come to the world. So I want to revisit the topic of tefillah based on the second Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We already explored this Mishnah a number of weeks ago, but we are going to have a different share this evening. And with that, I'm going to begin to start screen sharing with you. Can you see my screen? Yes. So the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Shimon HaTzadik Hai Mishiyarei Knesset HaGdola. Shimon HaTzadik was one of the last remaining of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the Great Assembly. And Shimon HaTzadik tells us that the world is upheld or stands upon three things. Al HaTorah, the Al HaAvoda, the Al Gemilas Chasadim. The world is upheld and stands on Torah learning, on Avoda, and on Gemilas Chasadim. Torah, what exactly is Avoda, and Gemilas Chasadim doing for others. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, and we went through a much longer, this longer piece of Rabbeinu Yonah a few weeks ago, but today I just took out an excerpt. What is Avoda? So Rabbeinu Yonah first proves that the whole world was created for the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which today we don't have anymore. Coming up to Yom Kippurim, you used to have the Seir LaHashem and the Seir HaMishtalech, the Seir LaHazazel, and you used to have all the different offerings and the sacrifices of the day. We don't have that anymore. First, Rabbeinu Yonah proves that Hinei Lecha Kimipnei HaAvoda Nivra Kol Olam Kula. You should know that the whole world was created for the Avodas Korbanos. As, however, Bechateinu Charav Mikdash, because of our sins, the temple was destroyed. Uvatla HaAvoda, there is no more. The Avoda of Korbanos, the offering of the sacrifices, was batal. It was nullified. There's no Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Korbanos today. V'hatefila eileinu achshav bimkoma. And today, what do we have instead of the Avoda, the pillar that holds up the world? If we don't have the pillar of Korbanos, we have the Avoda of Tefillah. And Tefillah today is in the place of Korbanos. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. You could see the Lashon here. Tefillah eileinu achshav bimkoma. Like the sages say, worship God, serve Him with all your heart. Rashi quotes this to Devar and Perikid Al Pasukid Gimel in his commentary on Chumash. So to serve God, Avodah, Ayin Bet Dalet, Ayin Beis Dalet, to serve God with all your heart is tefillah. So today we don't have Korbanos, says Rabbeinu Yonah. So what is the pillar of Avodah that holds up the world? The pillar of Avodah today is our tefillahs. V'zeu Shomer, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashem Sefasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagi Tehillasecha, Hashem open, Sefasai, open my lips so that my mouth can say your praise. Gam Anachnu, also us, She'en Lenu Korban, She'echa Parlenu, we don't have Korbanos to bring Mechaper, Kippur. Look, Kippur, we don't have Korbanos to bring atonement on Yom Kippurim. We don't have Korbanos for the Zedonos. We don't have Korbanos for the Shagagos. We don't have Korbanos for intentional sins. We don't have Korbanos for inadvertent sins. So what do we have? What is the Avoda that holds up the world? Hashem, Sefasai Tiftach, please open my lips, God. V'sekabel utekabel tefilasenu. Utekabel tefilasenu, accept our prayers, b'makom ha-Korbanos. So today we have the institution of Avoda as the expression of tefillah, since we do not have any more Korbanos, but it's not that the pillar disappeared, that's not what it means. We still have Torah, Baruch Hashem. We still have Gemilas Chasadim, Baruch Hashem. What about Avoda? We have it. It's not in the expression of Korbanos anymore because of our sins, as b'chateinu charav mikdash. However, it has been transferred, if you will, to the Avodah Shebalev, the service of the heart, and that is tefillah. So we say one of the most impactful prayers, emotional times of the Yomim Noraim has become the Unesana Tokef prayer. And in Unesana Tokef, we begin by saying, Unesana Tokef Kedushas Hayom, let us now relate the awesomeness, the power of the day's holiness. Ki hu Nora Ve'oyom, it is an awesome and frightening day. And on this day, God's kingdom will be established. And He will sit on his throne in truth, because He is the judge. He is the witness. He will sign testimony. He writes. He stamps. He counts. He remembers everything that is forgotten. He opens up the book of remembrances. And the book of remembrances read by itself. V'chosam yad kol adam bo. And everybody's signature is signed under his deeds. And there's a great shofar blast. And there's a still silent sound that is heard. And even the angels tremble. Behold, this is the day of judgment. And everybody is counted on this day like sheep. who are counted as part of their flock by the shepherd. Berosh Hashanah, we continue, Yikasevun, our Rosh Hashanah will be written. Uviyom Tzom Kippur, Yechasemun, and on the fast day, Aviyom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, it will be signed. What will be signed? Kama Ya'avun v'kama Yibareun, the Shir is as Chos. All those who are waiting for those are Chai v'Kayama to continue the continuity and the Mesorah of Knesset Yisrael. How many will pass from this world? V'kama Yibareun, how many will be created and brought to this world? Mi Yechya mi Yamus, who will die and who will live? Mi Bikitzo, mi Lo Bikitzo, who will die in his time and who will die, it seems to us, to be a premature death? Who by water, who by fire, who by sword? Abishai Ohain was the latest Akedas Yitzchak a couple of weeks ago in Eretz Yisrael. He was 39 years old. He had four children. He was a rabbi. It was the middle of the afternoon in Patach Tikva. Mi Bacharev, we're coming up to the yurt site of Ari Fold. I believe it's his second yurt site. He stood in the exact spot last summer where he was killed. There's a testimony wall to him and a station for learning outside the falafel shop. Mi becharef, mi bechaya, by wild animal, by hunger, by thirst. Who will be harried? Mi bamegefa. Mi bamegefa. Who would have imagined the coronavirus pandemic that we would be living through? Who by strangulation? Who by stoning? Who will have rest? Who will be harried? Who will have a quiet life? Who will be hounded? Who will have shalva, tranquility? Who will have yisurim, afflictions, troubles? Who will become impoverished? Who will become rich? Who will be lowered down? And who will be raised up? And then we say out loud in unison, Usashuva, Usafila, Usadaka Ma'avira, Nesra'o Hagzaira, a pillar of our faith. But we believe that repentance and prayer and charity erases the evil decree. And at this point, many are crying. This tefillah is uttered both on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. And it speaks to the deepest recesses of our soul. And we believe that coming back to God in repentance, we begin on Rosh Chodesh Elul, this process of teshuvah, something we should be doing all year. But certainly now we have a heightened sense of the intensity of this time, utefillah, our prayers. So I was thinking something interesting in the shiur preparation. I was thinking of something that I thought was interesting. And that is, I'm going to put it back here so you could see now. Oops. There are three pillars that hold up the world. We saw that in the Mishnah. Mishnah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah base. So I was thinking that it's very interesting that the three pillars that hold up the world are the Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. We have just proved, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, that Avodah is Tefillah. We see that Tefillah is one of the things, the tools, I should say, that we have that erase the evil decree. So we have three pillars that hold up the world, Ala Torah, V'Ala Avodah, V'Gemilas Chasadim. And we also have three tools or three pillars that erase the evil decree. So in a sense, also hold up the world. And that is repentance, prayer, and charity. And I was thinking that it's very interesting that I think that these can correspond to each other. When the Mishnah tells us, when Shimon HaTzadik tells us, the world is upheld on Torah. Torah corresponds to Teshuvah. This week's parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, Ki HaMitzvah Zos Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, Lo Rechokehi Mimcha, Lo Nefleisi Mimcha, Lo Rechokehi, Ki Karcha, It's not Me'ever LaYam, Hi, B'Yalenu HaShamayma, V'Kacha V'Yasena, It's not Me'ever LaYam, Hi, Ki Karove Lecha, Davar Me'or B'Fichol, B'Vavcha La'Soso. We have a mitzvah in this week's parsha, in Perek Lamed, of Parshas Nitzavim. And this mitzvah that I command you today is not far away from you, Moshe Rabbeinu says. It's not a wonder from you. It's not in the heavens saying, who will go up to the heavens and take this mitzvah? And it's not across the sea saying, I would have to cross so many stormy seas to do this mitzvah. This matter is very close to you, in your heart, in your mouth, in your heart to do. B'fichol, b'vavcha la'soso. What's the mitzvah? So some commentators say it's teshuvah. Some commentators say it's Torah. But teshuvah and Torah are really one and the same, because the only way to come back to God in repentance is with Torah. So you can say that the pillar of Torah that holds up the world corresponds to the pillar of Teshuvah, that is Ma'avirinus Ro HaGzeirah. And the pillar of Avodah that holds up the world clearly corresponds to the pillar of Tefillah, that is Ma'avirinus Ro HaGzeirah. And the pillar of Gemilas Chasadim that holds up the world is represented in the Tzedakah, that is Ma'avirinus Ro HaGzeirah. I don't know. It makes sense. I never saw this brought down somewhere, but I think it makes a lot of sense to me. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeid, al ha'torah, v'al ha'avodah, v'al gmias chasadim. U'seshuva u'sefilu tzedakah ma'avir esrael ha'gzeirah. Torah corresponds to teshuvah. Avodah corresponds clearly to tefillah, and gemias chasadim corresponds to tzedakah. So we see that these are integral components in our avodas Hashem to bring us Yeshua and besuros tovos. Rav Salvechik, this is from the Sefer Worship of the Heart, such a beautiful piece. Man is able to approach God through his great and passionate love for him. Man has great and passionate love for God. We have an ecstatic experience which enables finite being. There's an ecstatic experience that he does not yet name, which enables finite being to transcend the bounds of finitude. Finite being can transcend, can overcome the bounds of finitude. Man can rise above the limited. Man can rise above the relative. We can rise to the heights of absoluteness and endlessness. How is it possible for man to approach God? God is infinite. Man is finite. God is boundless. Man is bounded. God is beyond and above time, and man is bound in time. Yet there is a way for man to approach God because we have great and passionate love for him. And there is an ecstatic experience which enables this finite, mortal, weak man to transcend the bound of finitude. We can rise above the limited. We could rise above the relative to the heights of absoluteness. Man can rise to the heights of endlessness. How? Man, many Jewish philosophers and mystics maintained, may reach God not only through the intellect, not only through Limud HaTorah, not only through working your mind and understanding the Torah and understanding God and understanding Allah. No, that's not only the way to reach God, not only through the intellect, but man may reach God through the heart. He's going to say it in a minute. Zohi tefillah. Through a pure and serene mind, however naive and however simple man's mind is, he has a heart. And that heart is passionate. That heart is sincere. Even if it's not, even if that man is not intellectually enlightened in his love, a Jew feels a connection from the recesses of his heart to God. A Jew craves for God. Even when the heart that craves is not necessarily illumined. I looked it up. Illumined. It means illuminated by divine knowledge and wisdom. That heart seeks God in loneliness and despair. Even if the lonely and despairing soul does not even understand its own misery. Sometimes we don't have the words to use to understand our loneliness and despair. And yet through that loneliness and despair, that soul connects with God. Sometimes we connect with God and our heart is full of joy and jubilation. Even if we can't understand the emotions of gratitude and happiness. One may find access to God in ignorance and intellectual want. You don't have to be Albert Einstein to come close to the Ribono Shel Olam. You just have to be truthful. And your feelings of your heart must be sincere and genuine. The emotional approach to God requires an ecstatic leap into the beyond. And this emotional approach gives us a direct beholding of the Ribono Shel Olam, so to speak. You feel his presence in your life. You feel God's companionship. In fact, in a very different piece of self, this, he's not talking about the shofar here, this is in from a Sefer, Essays on Prayer. But when Rav Salvechik speaks about the trua, the Torah calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Trua Yelachem, and the root word of trua, there's different explanations, one is shepherd, but another is friend. In other words, v'ahavta l'rei acha kamocha, through the trua blast, we have companionship, we have friendship with God. We feel God's presence, companionship, and closeness. And sometimes that feeling of being so close to God is vivid and overpowering. You can feel the breath of infinity in the stillness of a clear star the night. Sometimes you go outside and it's so peaceful and it's tranquil and there's no humidity and you see a few stars and a light breeze on your face and you feel the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the breath of infinity. You perceive the great miracle of being in touch with the Creator. And even though God resides beyond the endless spaces of the flying nebulae, I can reach God. I have an overpowering thirst for the Ribono Shel Olam. I have hope. I want to experience Him. What is this craving for closeness? What is this approach where we come close to Hashem with loneliness and despair and sometimes through joy and jubilation? The craving for closeness is avodah shebelev. Service of the heart. We already saw Rabbeinu Yonah appear, quote, service of the, this is Rabbeinu Yonah in his commentary to Pirkei Avos. Rabbeinu Yonah already quotes service of the heart, avodasha belief. Ezehi avodasha belief, hava omer zohi tfilah. So Rav Salvechik refers to this journey to God, the journey of finitude to infinity, the journey of the bounded to the boundless, the journey of the earth bound to the great cosmos. How do we reach the Ribbono Shel Olam? Whether it's through joy and jubilation, or whether it is through that bewilderment and pain, Salvechik says how? It is avodah shebelief. When is avodah shebelief realized? Is it only when we have good times? Is it only when we have difficult times? When is the journey of the service of the heart that brings us in close proximity to the Ribbono Shel Olam felt? Avodah shebelief is realized in the misery of humiliation. It doesn't mean when you're embarrassed. It means when life doesn't work out. When the soul cries out, Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtani, my God, why have you abandoned me? Why was the baby born full term and its neshama ascended directly to the yeshiva shamala? I don't know. And when man realizes the misery of humiliation, doesn't mean embarrassment, the bewilderment of this world, the pain, the confusion of this world. And when man cries out, my God, why have you abandoned me? Like Esther Malka said, that's a vodash, I believe. Service of the heart. Zohi tfila. And on the other hand, avodah shebelief is also realized in the bliss of beholding his glory. In wonderful times when everything went well and your tefillos were answered this year, the way you asked, and it was a yeshua, and it was a simcha, and it was a wonderful time. That's also avodah shebelief. When you behold God's glory. When man sings out, Su'usha arim mashechem, v'yavo melech hakavod. That's also avodah shebelief. When else is avodah shebelief realized? In the suffering of the human being. When you're worn down and worn out. When you're beaten. When a whole year you daven and that tefillah did not come to fruition. When you suffer. When you're worn out. And you try to appease a desire that is renewed with every gratification. You try and overcome your yetzara, and yet that yetzara is still there. You want to appease that desire. You want to put this matter to rest. And yet it's constantly renewed and you're tired from battling with your own self. And avodah shebelief is realized in the frustrating undertaking to lend meaning and sense to one's life. Sometimes pain is so great, sometimes, that man struggles and he's frustrated because he wants to lend meaning and some sense to this upside down world. Sometimes man feels despair over the emptiness and absurdity of existence. And he recognizes that this world is full of the vanity of all things. And sometimes avodah shebelief, service of the heart, is realized when he feels unburdened, not from pain, not from confusion. Rather, when you're happy with your destiny, when you're happy with your accomplishments, when life is filled with positive significance, when you experience boundless joy in existence. Human being is such a complex creation. The avodah shebelief, zohi tefillah, which is the pillar that holds up the world, is experienced throughout a whole range of emotions. We daven from happy times. We daven from painful times. We daven when life makes sense. And we yearn for closeness to God when life does not make sense. We struggle to leave the bounds of this finite world, to reach closeness to infinite being. And it is only possible, says Rav Salvechik, through the emotional journey of the heart, the avodah shebelief of tefillah. In a word, whoo, so powerful. Wow. I never taught this piece before. In fact, I never saw this piece before. Special prepare for this year. In a word, the emotional life, I thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for helping me find this piece when I needed it. The emotional life of man is an outstanding medium of communication with God. The whole range of emotions, the whole range of your emotional life is an outstanding medium of communication with God. And we daven in all times. And we believe that this tefillah is one of the pillars that holds up the world, says Shimon HaTzadik. Like teshuva is one of the pillars that erases the evil decree. Torah, teshuva, avodah, tefillah, k'beis chasadim tzedakah. These are the three pillars that hold up the world at every moment, and they are the three pillars that ensure a positive judgment on the Yom HaDin. Rosh Hashanah Yikasevun. V'yom Tzom Kippur Yechasevun. So now we go back to our original question. Excuse me, of how we began this year. It's wonderful. It's moving. It's fantastic. No one says it like Rav Soloveitchik. Bataka, what happened to my tefillos? We go back to the book of Bereishis, to Avraham Avinu, the father of the Uma Yisraelis. Avraham Avinu, Maseches Brachos, Chav Av, I believe Amud Beis, who has Mesaki the Tefillah Shachris. Perek Yotas, the Pasuk tells us, Vayashkim, I believe 1927, Perek Yotas, Pasuk of Zayin, Vayashkim Avram Baboker, Alamak, Mesher Amad Shom Es Pnei Hashem. Yesterday he davened for Sodom and Amorah to be saved. Today Shom Adom and Amorah was destroyed. Avram Avinu woke up and davened, and that's exactly when he was Mesaki, Tefillah Shachris. So talk, Avram could ask the exact same question. What happened to my Tefillos? Excuse me, God, yesterday I davened that the place should be saved. Today I woke up and it's smoldering like the smoke of a lion pit. So what happened to my tefillah? That's not what Avram said. He woke up in the morning and he established the morning prayer. So before this all happens, okay, a perek before, Hashem says he's going to give Avram the opportunity to daven for the people of Sodom and Amorah. And Hashem says this is right after the visit of the Malachim to the tent of Avram and Sarah. The Malachim get up from the tent of Avram and Sarah. They leave to go to Sodom. And Hashem says, hide from Abraham what I'm going to do. In other words, God's asking himself a rhetorical question. Should I hide from Avram what I'm not to do? Meaning, I'm not going to hide from Avram what I'm about to do. I'm about to destroy Sodom and Amorah. Excuse me, but I'm not going to hide from Avram what I'm about to do. I'm going to give him a chance to daven. Why will I give him a chance to daven? Va'avram hayo yel goy gadol va'atzum v'nivruchu ba'kol goy ha'aretz. You know why I'm going to give Avram a chance to daven for the people of Sodom and Amorah? Because Avram's going to be a great nation, very strong, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him. Because I know he will command his sons and his household after him. They will guard the way of Hashem to do tzedakah and mishpat, so I could bring upon Abram what I have spoken. Vayigash Avram, and Avram, Rashi says, Vayigash Avraham, Hagasha Litfila. Avram came close to God in prayer. So we have this interesting passage where Hashem says, you know, before I destroy Sodom and Amorah, maybe I should tell Avraham, Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. He got the name change in Perikid Zayin. Now we're in Perikid Ches. He's the father of the multitudes. And Lot lives there, so should I really destroy the whole place without telling Avram? I'm going to tell Avram. How can I cover up from Avram what I'm going to do? Because Avram will be a great nation, very strong, and all the families of the earth will be blessed through him. And then we are told, Vayigash Avram, Avram comes close. What does it mean, Vayigash Avram? Rashi says, Hagasha l'tfila. Avram came close to Davin. So the Magmi Dubna, the Dubna Magid, asks a powerful question. He says, God asks himself a question, so to speak. Should I hide from Abram what I'm going to do? Avram will be a very great nation. Everyone will be blessed to him. What is the? That's not an answer to the question. Answer to the question would be, should I hide from Avram that I'm about to destroy Sodom and Amorah? Either yes or no. But what kind of answer is, it seems totally not related. Oh, Avram will be a very big nation and very strong, and all the nations of the world will be blessed to him. So what does that have to do with anything? What kind of answer is that to the question of should I hide from Avram what I'm going about to do? So the Magen Midubna says, Hashem Amar Mechasani Me Avram Asher Ani Oseh V'Avram Hoi Yelo Goy Gadol. How could I hide from Avram what I'm going to do? Avram's going to be a great nation. So the Dubna Bagid tells us a mashal, as is his way. There's a mashal of Bei Sochim to two merchants. Shehayu Nosim B'Derech Al Odos Mascharam. They were going on their way to peddle their wares. Echad hayat tzair v'rach bashanim. One merchant was very young. He had his whole life ahead of him. He was a young man. He was young in years. Hasheni seva zureka bo b'yamim. The second one was an old man. He had finished most of his life already. V'hayu b'vom le'ir gedola. They came to a great city. Ra'u chaniyos. They saw stores. Mochros begadim l'rov. In their way to peddle their wares, these two merchants, one of whom was young and Rach Bashanim, reminds us of Yosef, and the other one who is old coming on in years, they come to a clothing store. Mochos Bigadim Lerov, clothing store for the public. Amar Hazakin, the old man says, Mama od kalsa nafshi the knos livni ben zukunim, eza beged na'al mishubach. You know, I really want to buy for my ben zukunim. He was an old man, but God blessed him with a son in his old age. I want to buy for the son of my old age a beautiful garment, praiseworthy and beautiful. Aval yareisi, but I'm afraid. Pe lo yizda main kimidaso. Maybe it's the olden days. There's no express shipping. There's no free shipping. There's no return by mail. I buy it in the store and I travel all the way home to my town and it's not going to fit him. So maybe I shouldn't buy the garment. Amar Hasheni, the second merchant who's in the store at the same time, says, Ani yakach shtayim v'shalosh me'am. He says to the store proprietor, yeah, I'm going to take 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 of this pair of pants and these shirts and these sweaters. Amar lo azakin, so the old man said, Ma tase im lo yu mukhsharim lebanecha. I don't understand, said the old man. What are you going to do if these clothing, these 2 garments, 3 garments, 4 garments, 5 garments don't fit your son? Amar lo, the young man said, Ata, you, old man, v'asher einecha ki im haben zkunim. You have one son, he was born to you in your old age. Hatzadeikitcha. And therefore, you're not sure what to do. You're prevented. You're holding back your hand from buying. Because if it doesn't fit you, if it doesn't fit him, I'm sorry. What are you going to do with the garment? You wasted your money. Lo kenani, not me, said the young man. Because God has granted me in his mercy a number of children in my youth. And I'm still young in years. I'm not worried because if the pants don't fit child A, they'll fit child B. And if they don't fit child B, I'll put them away for child C, D, E, and F. I have a bunch of children in them and I'm young. And I still have the potential to have more children. So I'm not concerned that the garment won't fit. What's the nimshal of the Dubno Magid? He called Asher Pa'al Yisparach Esavinu Avram Alav Hashem Shamar L'Doros Haba'im Echarav. Everything that happened to our forefather Avram Avinu Alav Hashem, God guarded for the generations who would come after him. Va'al Kein Birtzosu Yisparach L'Shpach HaSodom Soleila. And therefore, when God wanted to bring destruction upon Sodom and Amorah, Omar, he said, HaMechasa Nime Avram Asher Ani Osa Shirai Had from Abram, what I'm going to do, V'haratzon Negalot Al Osnei Avram. He wants to reveal his plans to the ears of Avram. Avor Yitpalel Aleihem. He wants Avram to daven. He's giving Avram a chance for tefillah. Teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah, mavir nesroh hagzerah. He wants Avram to daven to be mavir, the roh hagzerah. V'agam ki yada Hashem ki ein makom l'tfilah sam aleim kenoda. But God knew that there was not really even 10 righteous people in Sodom and Amorah. And God knew it wouldn't be saved. So why is he letting Avram daven? Im kol zelo hayachas v'sham l'rik. However, God forbid, we should not think Avram's prayers were for naught, were empty, were wasted. Below Shava Reikam, and they were not returned empty-handed. What happened to Avram's tefillos? Ki areses svasav, we say the pir of areses sifasenu yerav lefanecha al ram v'nisa, that the utterances of our lips be pleasant before you. And here we see a play on these words in the Dubno Magid's parable, because the emanations of Avram Avinu's lips, lo mana Hashem, God did not prevent them from bringing bracha upula to ta'amod l'doros. And Avram's work, Avram's tefillah, Avram's effect in this tefillah would stand for the generations of Jews who would come after Avram Avinu. V'zesha yisayim v'amar. And that's why God answers his own question. V'avram hayo yelo goy gadol atzum v'rav. Avram will be a great nation. Klomar meaning to say, hello yolid rabos. There will be many generations of descendants that come from Yitzchak and that come from Yaakov and come from the Shiftei Ka. Im kein gam ata. Ain't to Alice but tefillah so. And so, if Avraham Avinu's tefillahs don't fit this child, they don't fit in this situation, to iladoros habaim, they will fit the next child who will yet be born. Vahavin, and you should understand this, says the Dubno Magid. Should I hide from Avraham what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell him about Sodom and Amorah. It's about to destroy. Because Avraham will be a great nation. What does a great nation have to do with? Should I hide from Avraham what I'm going to do? I want him to daven. Ayigash Avram Hagashal Tfila. It doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. You're an old man and you have one son. And if the suit doesn't fit that son, you have nothing to do with that suit. But me? I'm going to live forever, says that young one. I'm going to have child after child, and that child will have children, and that child will have children, and that child will have children. And if the suit, if the tefillah isn't appropriate for this situation, isn't applicable for this child, and I know with certainty it will be applied and useful and fit my next child. And that's the Nimshal. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I desire Avraham Avinu's tefillos because he is the father of this glorious nation. And even if the tefillos don't save Sodom and Amora, Ravam Hayo Yelo Goy Gadol, his children in 5'7", almost 8'1", need those tefillos of Avraham Avinu. So let him daven, because if it doesn't fit this child, it will fit another child. Our tefillos are never for naught. Al shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeid ala Torah, v'al ha'avoda, v'al ha'gmilas chasadim. It's the pillar, we don't have karbanos, says Rabbeinu Yonah, but we have tefillah, and it holds up the whole world. We don't have the Seir HaMishtaleach and the Seir LaHashem, but we have Arashas Sifaseinu. We have three things that are ma'avir, the Roa HaGzeira. They each correspond to one of the three things that hold up the world, which is very, very interesting to me. Teshuvah, tefillah, tzedakah. But if it doesn't fit your tefillos for this matzav, and only the Ribbono Shel Olam and his infinite wisdom knows, and it will surely be saved up for a different matzav, for when it will fit. Not one tefillah is ever for naught. Chas v'sham, says the Dubno Magid. It wasn't wasted. It was saved for a different time. So all those tefillahs we daven last around the Yamim Noraim, we find God through the emotional experience of our lives, says the Rav. From the happy times of unbridled joy, and from the painful, confusing, emotional times when there's a lack of clarity. And it allows finitude to approach infinity as long as we yearn for him from the deepest recesses of our soul. But is a tefillah ever wasted? Absolutely not. Does it mean we'll see the Yeshua always in our lifetime? Maybe yes, maybe no. But hamechasa ani me'avram asher ani osa? How could I hide from Abraham, the father of multitudes, what I'm about to do? Since he will be a very great nation like that young merchant, he will have future doros who will require those tefillos. So let him daven. So let us rouse ourselves. It's a final week of Tafshin Pei. We are coming up to the Yemei Adin, where so much time is spent in tefillah. Let's understand the power and the impact, the import and the significance of Hashem Sufasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Lasecha. The avoda of Shebalev holds up the world to bring brachos and yeshuas to Klal Yisrael. The shir should bring Zarachai v'Kayama and Yiddish Anachas to those couples waiting to conceive and give birth, and those women and couples who are expecting. May their children be born healthy. That baby who is the impetus for this whole shir, one thing we do know, they brought much Torah, much chizuk, and many zchusim to this world. Do we know what a tafkid is of every person? We don't always know. Do we understand the Shem's cheshbonos? We certainly don't understand. But even from our pain, we can transcend the boundaries of this world to reach infinity, because he always wants to hear from us. I wish you a wonderful Shabbos. Imalei Hashem kol mishal sibenu letova. We should have a wonderful Shabbos, and we should all be zocha to get gebenched here. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol tov, besuras tova.